Founding fathers of great talk radio. John from Staten Island and Frank from Queens.
Of the dark side has fallen.
Eugène Terblanche lived a controversial life and died a violent death. He was 69 years old.
This is a hard life. This is effort. And I'm a boor. Well, I will never accept that. I'm preparing my people for a fight. But what I can tell you is we will never accept an ANC government over my people.
In South Africa, the Afrikaner resistance movement smashes into the democracy talks designed to end white minority rule. The right wing issues a warning.
We are preparing us for the revolution which Mandela will start.
What does that mean?
That means war, lady. Real war.
Viva the Youth League, viva!
I was never wrong to honor my heritage and to love my people and to be there when they call.
And this is The Right Perspective. I'm Frank of Queens, along with my good friend and co-host, John of Staten Island.
Yeah, get prepared for that, a little bit of that to happen over here soon.
And we're here tonight from 10 until 11 p.m. Eastern Northern Great Salutrian Daylight Savings Time on the Two Friends Radio Network, transmitting on 3.215 megahertz WWCR, and we broadcast from the Rod Coppola Memorial Studio and Richard D. Henderson Two Friends Network broadcast production facilities here in the metropolitan New York area. And you could reach us at 718-761-9996, 718-761-9996. We have a wallop of a show tonight that we're packing. At 10:30, we're going to have our guest will be Don Rosenberg from GO, and that's G-O-O-H, which stands for Get Out of Our House, a movement to replace all 435 members of the House of Representatives in the upcoming 210 election. And then at 12 midnight. Hello, Africa returns to a memorial tribute to the great Commandant Eugene Terre Blanche, who was murdered so viciously, assassinated so viciously and violently by two Bantu savages as this man slept. They would never have taken on Eugene had he been awake. Eugene was worth 1,000 Bantu in a fight, and he was slaughtered as he slept. And, of course, you've been fed nothing more than lies and propaganda by the Ministry of Lies about this great man. As you know, we have interviewed him twice, and that is on our archives. These are invaluable archives on Hello, Africa. It's the only place in the world you can hear these interviews with Eugene Terre Blanche.
Yes, and let's remind the people, as if they don't know it, the violence again threatened from the left, folks.
This was a racist assassination, and you were hearing in the great opening done by the news guy, the song Kill the Boer. It's going around South Africa. Eugene Malema of the ANC Youth League has been playing it. They've been singing it. You know, it's funny, the New York Times had a tiny article on the assassination of Eugene Terre Blanche. And they said it was a dispute about unpaid workers. Now, that's a good reason to kill somebody. That's a great reason. The guy owes you money. Kill him. Hey, you know what? If you watch The Sopranos, they did that all the time. Right? I mean, that's, in fact, the mob doesn't want to kill you if you owe a shy money, because then the shy can't get his money if you're dead. But these savages, human life means nothing. Why do you think the Boers know what they're dealing with for 350 years? They've lived with them. Not some schmuck over here in the West. Oh, yes, apartheid is terrible. Why, it's a rainbow nation. Now, those Boers know who and what they were fighting for. Now, it says here, some white supremacists, and of course that's what they called Commandant Terre Blanche. He's a separatist who only wants what any patriot wanted, his own fatherland, where the Boer folk can live in peace, practice their religion, their unique culture and history and language. And they have every right to that, and they've always had every right to that. They were the victims of ethnic cleansing by the Brits during the Anglo-Boer War. And there's ethnic cleansing over there with 3,300 farm murders. It says his Terre Blanche's final words were, I will kill you and throw you to hell. Well, haven't you ever gotten so pissed off at someone you say, you know, I'm going to break your neck. But you really don't mean it. It's said in anger. Oh, but see, they had every right to assassinate him in his sleep like cowards, didn't they? Some white supremacists have attributed the killing to the renewed singing of an anti-apartheid song by Julius Malema, head of the governing party's youth league. Anti-apartheid song? Why the hell in the Times put it in there? Kill the Boer. What would happen in this country if you had a song, kill the blacks, kill the Jews, kill the Hispanics, kill any minority group, and then a death was caused by it because they were going around singing that? Oh, that would be a hate crime. But see, Eugene was a separatist, so of course they have to call him a white separatist, a white supremacist. And so we're going to have on Hello, Africa, Andre Versace, the Secretary General of the AWB, the Ave Bay, who will speak about Eugene and tell us about this hero, this giant who bestrode the dark continent. And you'll find out the truth about what's going on. And Versace had said the death of Mr. Terre Blanche is a declaration of war by the black community of South Africa to the white community that has been killed for 10 years on end. Well, dear friends, if you've been a faithful listener to the right perspective, the Rechse perspective. You know what's been going on, and this only verifies and confirms what you've heard. But they will try anything to twist the truth, to spin it, to keep it quiet, and live in a fantasy land of lies and propaganda and disinformation. We will have Andrei Versace, the Secretary General of the Ave Bay, at midnight on the internet portion of the Right Perspective as Hello, Africa returns to this program, and I don't think you'll want to miss it. You'll also be able to hear it on the podcast, and it should be an excellent interview that we can add to our archive. So please don't miss Hello, Africa, which is surely going to be listened to by many. I have no doubt that our archives have been picked over by various nations and politicians and regimes and administration who actually want to know what's going on over there. Because to tell you the truth, you can't find out what's going on over there. If you listen to this vomit that they've been printing, Jacob Zuma with a third grade education in a nation that in 1964 had the first heart transplant. Could you imagine that? A third grade education takes over a nation, a guy with six wives, 30 or 40 children. Nobody knows how many he's got. This is what is leading that country. The Titanic, they're dancing on the deck of the Titanic. And now it comes out that after the World Cup, they're going to try to seize land the way they've done it in communist-occupied Rhodesia. And if you go to our website, therightperspective.org, for all your news about the Dark Continent, there's an article in the op-ed piece of the New York Times yesterday that in communist-occupied Rhodesia, the blacks long for white rule, because at least then they had something to eat and there was money coming in. Well, now we have to talk about a special program next week.